This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. It's Jazz Week on Fresh Air. Throughout the week, we're featuring interviews from our archives with musicians who played significant parts in the history of jazz. There will be much more on the history of jazz next month on public television as Ken Burns presents his 10-part series, Jazz. We begin our series with Jay McShann, the last of the great Kansas City pianists and bandleaders. McShann grew up in Oklahoma and came to Kansas City in 1937 when it was the center of boogie-woogie, blues, and swing. In Kansas City, he assembled his big band, which became legendary because it featured the young Charlie Parker. The 70s brought a resurgence of interest in McShann, and since then he's made many solo and small group recordings. In 1987, McShann came to the Fresh Air studio and joined us at the piano. Jay McShann, welcome to Fresh Air. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Terry, and it's a pleasure to be here.
If I may, can I make a request for the opening? Could you open with one of the songs that you wrote and that is named after you, Hootie Blues?
Be glad to. Me. Hello, little gal, don't you remember me? Now the time ain't been so long, but I had a little break, you see. Well, I'm doing all right. Well, I found a little Cupid doll. Well, I'm doing all right. Well, I found a little Cupid doll. Well, she lives 3 flights out, and she sends me with a smile. Well, she calls me her lover, yes, and a beggar too. Well, she calls me her lover, yes, and a beggar too. Now ain't you sorry, little girl, that my new little girl ain't you. Yes, and a beggar too. Well, she calls me her lover. Yes, and a beggar too. Now ain't you sorry, little girl, that my new little girl ain't you. Ain't you sorry, little girl, that my new little girl ain't you. Ain't you.
That sounds absolutely terrific. My guest is Jay McShann at the piano. Can we go back to around the period when that tune was written, back to the 1930s when you came to Kansas City and started putting your big band together? Kansas City was a real mecca for jazz then. What were your first impressions when you got there?
Well, my first impressions was I was excited and seeing all this happening and guys like Joe Turner, Pete Johnson, playing all the boogie-woogie, Joe Turner singing blues right off the top of his head, you know, he'd make up words as he'd go along. And all these musicians are playing all this swing music, you know, and musicians from north, east, south, and west, and it was excitable. It was exciting.
What would you do to go recruit musicians? Where would you go to hear who the best musicians were?
Well, the way I did, I even went up to Omaha. And at that time, Nat Towles had one of the finest bands in the country. And I went up to listen to some of his musicians play. And when I left them, I left there with about four of them.
Was that considered bad form to steal musicians from somebody else's band?
Well, no, it's not bad form as long as, you know, if they owe the band leader, then you give them the money to pay the band leader and bring them on. Really, it's nice, much nicer for them to give a notice, you know, but, you know, guys do things like that.
Probably the greatest discovery you made was finding Charlie Parker and getting him into your band. How did you decide to recruit him?
Well, I just happened to be passing through the streets one night, and they piped all the music out in Kansas City, and I heard this particular sound, and so I went in to see who it was, and then so we met and we talked, and he told me he'd been out of town because I thought I hadn't been in Kansas City very long, and I thought I'd met most of the musicians. So he said he'd been down in the Ozarks with George Lee's band. It's hard to get musicians to go down there because it's so dead, you know, and like, cats like to be around where the happenings is, you know. And so he said he wanted to do a little woodshedding, so he went down there with George's band.
It's such a big responsibility to hold a band together and to make sure all the players show up on time and that they're there when you're ready to travel and everything. Did you enjoy that part of it?
Well, that was quite a responsibility, but we made it easier, I guess, because, all the guys were young and crazy, and I think the way you did it, since everybody was crazy, you did a lot of crazy delegating, you know. And like some guys, Gene Ramey, he would always look out for a couple, three of the guys, and I could count on Bob Maybane keeping a couple of three guys straight, you know, and I liked that, and it was no problem.
Jim McShank, can I ask you to play something else for us? How about a standard? This isn't the kind of thing you used to play back in the old days.
Okay. And when I grow too old to dream, your love will be in my heart. So kiss me, oh, kiss me, my sweet. And now let us part. And when I grow old to dream, well, your love will be in my heart. Kiss me, my sweet, and now, oh, let us part. And when I growl too old to dream, Your love will be in my heart. Well, your love will be in my heart. Well, your love will be in my heart.
A beautiful version of that. You didn't really sing too much, at least not on your records, when you had your big band, and the singers were Walter Brown, Big Joe Turner, Al Hibbler sometimes sang with you. How come you never got to sing yourself very much? Or maybe you did in concerts, which I wasn't around for.
No, I didn't. I didn't do any singing. In fact, I didn't do any singing at all. And I always felt that, you know, with the big band, you always... You wanted to serve good singers.
Wait a minute. You are so, implying that you are not a good singer.
But then after the war, you know, then I couldn't afford the good singers, and so I had to, you know, people would come up and ask for tunes, and they said, well, we want somebody to sing it, and so then I had to sing it, you know. So that's why I started.
Jay McShann recorded in 1987. His latest CD is called Forget Your Troubles. Coming up, Red Rodney talks about playing with Charlie Parker. This is Fresh Air.